but the wolf turned and raced back into the darkness, and quick as that the eyes were gone. Trembling, she cleaned herself and laced up and followed a distant scraping sound back to camp and to Yorin. Arya climbed up into the wagon beside him, shaken.
"Wolves," she whispered hoarsely, "in the woods."
"Aye, they would be."
He never looked at her.
"They scared me, did they?"
He spat.
"Seems to me your kind was fond of wolves."
"Nymeria was a dire wolf." Arya hugged herself.
"That's different. Anyhow, she's gone. Jory and I threw rocks at her until she ran off, or else the queen would have killed her."
It made her sad to talk about it.
"I'll bet if she'd been in the city, she wouldn't have let them cut off father's head."
"Orphan boys got no fathers,"
Yorin said.
"Or did you forget that?"
The sour leaf had turned his spit red, so it looked like his mouth was bleeding.
"The only wolves we've got to fear are the ones we're manskin, like those who done for that village."
"I wish I was home," she said miserably. She tried so hard to be brave, to be fierce as a wolverine and all, but sometimes she felt like she was just a little girl after all.